voters in Idaho's largest county tomorrow will pick two Ada County commissioners. Republican Dave Case, who was appointed to fill a vacancy on the board in the spring, is running against Democrat Tom Howell. That's in District 3. Democrat Larry Rinkover and Republican Jim Tibbs are running for the District 1 seat. Residents upset with a proposed waste-to-energy project at the county landfill are following these races closely. Right now, two out of the three current commissioners support the proposal by Eagle Base Dynamis Energy, but the makeup of a new commission could potentially change that project's direction. Frankie Barnhill joins us now to talk more about the candidates and where they stand on the Dynamis project. Frankie, you have talked with all four of these candidates running for these two open spots, so tell us exactly where they stand on this issue.
Well, I should clarify. There are actually five candidates who are running for these two spots. John Howard is running in District 3 as an independent. He doesn't appear to be actively campaigning. We've made several attempts to reach him, but so far he hasn't responded. But the four we have talked to are all against the Dynamis project as it's currently proposed.
So they don't like it. Why not?
All of them have taken issue with the process. They say the public has been left out. The current commissioners have failed to hold a public hearing, something each of the candidates is critical of. The current commissioners say the public has had ample time to weigh in. These candidates don't agree. Here's Jim Tibbs, the Republican running in District 1.
The county commissioners in 2010, as they processed this, they cut the public out of the process. They didn't involve other elected officials. They didn't involve the current waste contractor. They didn't do a third-party evaluation to see if the technology even works. They didn't vet it properly internally or externally.
So they take issue with the process. What other complaints do they have?
Well, they also take issue with what they consider to be unknowns about the environmental effects. The project will burn trash and tires to make electricity. None of the candidates are convinced that's safe. The Department of Environmental Quality continues to study the application for an air quality permit that Dynamis has submitted. Tom Howell is the Democrat in District 3.
It is an experimental project. We really still don't know the level of pollution and emissions that's really going to come out of that. So it's a huge risk for the valley. So there's absolutely, at this point, no way I could support that project.
The other problem candidates have with this project is that they feel like Dynamis hasn't upheld its end of the bargain. The company has missed deadlines as part of its contract with the county.
So, Frankie, it sounds like no matter who gets elected, if these people are telling the truth during their campaigns, the way the majority of commissioners on the panel feel about the Dynamis proposal will be changing, correct?
That's right. As of right now, County Commission Chair Rick Isaguirre and another commissioner, Sharon Ullman, support the project. Isaguirre is not up for re-election, so he'll remain on the board. But Ullman lost in the May primary and is out after her current term expires in January. So Case has been opposed to the project and has even proposed killing the county's deal, but he's been overruled by the other two commissioners. In fact, we talked with him about this topic back in September. And you're right. The bottom line is that no matter who wins tomorrow, it looks like the new majority on the commission will be against the project.
The commissioners will be sworn in January. Do the candidates think at that point that they would be able to reverse course on Dynamis?
Well, they're all hopeful they will. The candidates do vary in how certain they are that there's a way for the new set of commissioners to follow to undo the deal. Tibbs, the Republican candidate in District 1, is maybe the least certain that something can be done. He says the deal has already been signed, so the county will have to be careful in the steps it takes to avoid potential legal action from Dynamis. His opponent, Democrat Larry Rinkover, is more bullish.
What we'll be able to do at that time, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Dynamis has not met the terms of the contract. That contract should be terminated. The first minute that I have an opportunity to propose that, I'm going to propose it, regardless of where they are in the process.
Where will the Dynamis project actually stand once the new board is installed in January? Do you know?
A lot of this remains up in the air. The DEQ has said it has tentative plans to release a draft permit in mid-November. That would then be open to a 30-day public comment period starting around December 1st. But that timeline could also be pushed back. We talked with an official in the building permit office who says permits for Dynamis are ready, but that the company can't pick them up yet without further action from the commission. And then there's an issue of potential litigation from concerned citizens and or environmental groups.
That's Frankie Barnhill. She is part of our election team who will be bringing you live election coverage tomorrow evening beginning at 6 on KBSX 91.5. You can read more about the candidates running for the Ada County Commission and find all of our election 2012 coverage on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.